You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, welcome back in, Dirt and Sprague. We can't wait for the big game on Saturday as we just continue to inch closer and closer to it. And what better person to bring on to talk about this great Oregon-Washington rivalry and what we're going to see on Saturday afternoon at Autzen than Damon Heward. You can find him on Twitter, at Damon Heward, former Husky quarterback, of course, the color analyst for the Washington Huskies. Damon, thanks as always for the time, man. I just want to start, about the halfway point of the season. How was the year gone for Washington as opposed to maybe how you thought it was going to go at the start of the season?
Yeah, I think it's gone pretty much how I thought it would. You know, we'd be led by our great defense, which has just been, one of the best in the country, only giving up, a little over 13 points a game. I thought offensively Jake Browning and Miles Gaskin were going to be the ones who would, make the big plays when we needed them and lead us to victory as well. And, maybe we haven't been as prolific on offense as maybe some people thought we might have been as far as putting up crazy numbers and stats and whatnot. But, we found a way to win, 5 weeks in a row now after the tough loss against Auburn, against some good competition. This is a battle-tested team coming into Autzen Stadium with a lot of experience and depth. And a team, I think, that's playing with a lot of confidence, for sure.
Damon, I think a lot of people down here, when we talk about Washington, because we got a lot of Husky fans that are down in this region as well, and you guys have been so good in the Pac-12 since Chris Peterson got there. I think we look at this team and the expectation of Jake Browning, and some people wondered, is he at the ceiling now? Can he take it the next level and take Washington over the top? And for a lot of people, myself included, I think it feels like there is a ceiling with him and that the offense gets a little limited with his inconsistent play. I know they've won five straight, as you mentioned, or four straight going into this game, whatever that is. But how have you felt about the way that he has played in a week-in, week-out basis?
Well, he created kind of this issue by putting up, video game numbers his sophomore year.
Yeah.
And, I think – you go back in some of those games, maybe some of the worst defenses I've ever seen in the history of college football, and it got a lot of coaches fired. It was Sonny Dykes and, the 70 we dropped on the Ducks that year, and that defense got Mark Helfrich fired. A couple other, the Apple Cup. There were some games where we scored 70 points and he was throwing seven touchdowns a game, and they got him sixth place, finish in the Heisman Trophy. Obviously John Ross and, Dante Pettis, some guys playing on Sundays on the outside he had to throw to. So he created this standard of putting up these crazy numbers and all these points. Then he gets hurt, and I hate to make excuses of all this and that, but he got hurt at the end of that sophomore year. We won beat Colorado in a game he threw for 100 yards. Everyone remembers the Alabama game where he threw the interception before the half. So he's hurt. He has off-season shoulder surgery. He can't lift weights. He doesn't do spring ball. We nurse him through training camp. And last year the numbers fell back a little bit, but we still, won 10-plus games for the first time in back-to-back years since, 91, 92. So won a lot of football games, didn't put up crazy numbers. And then this year, you kind of look at his numbers, 9 touchdowns, 5 picks. But, my God, he's been so accurate and efficient. And if you really have watched all of these games, it's actually him making big plays on a third down run or a play he had to make in the fourth quarter against Arizona State. And then once again, he does it at UCLA. So if you've watched every single snap and play of this season, you would think Jake Browning's doing some really awesome things, making some big plays, helping us win football games, despite not putting up video game type numbers like he did when he was a sophomore.
We're talking with Damon Heward. He's a color analyst for the Washington Huskies on Twitter, at Damon Heward, former Husky quarterback himself. And I'm curious to ask you, just the guy on the other side, I think it's a player for Oregon that is the reason a lot of people maybe like the Ducks to have a chance to win this weekend, and that's Justin Herbert, who has seemingly grown up and been very impressive this year in his junior season. What have you seen from the Oregon quarterback that you like on film?
Yeah, well, he's certainly much improved from the last time, you know, we played him a couple of years ago, and he was starting his very first game. But he truly has elite arm talent and the size, athleticism to go with it. He's a great decision maker. He keeps plays alive with his feet. He throws accurate passes, you know, anywhere on the field. Just a real complete player, you know. And you look at his numbers. He's thrown for a bunch of yards. So, you know, he's a next level, you know, NFL guy for sure. 6'6" and 240 pounds. But, you know, the one thing I'll say is I'm not sure he's played against a defense like he's going to see on Saturday to date this year. You know, those first three games, you know, I wouldn't say those are, you know, very good football teams. Obviously, you know, what he did against Stanford, those numbers he put up against a good Stanford team were pretty ridiculous. But, you know, didn't get it done down the stretch of that game, did win at Cal. But he's going to see, you know, by far and away the best defense that he's seen all year. And, you know, to have any success, he's going to have to be very patient. And a lot of quarterbacks just can't do it against this Husky defense.
Where's the confidence from the Washington perspective? A lot of Duck fans are confident with Washington coming to town. How are Husky fans feeling?
Well, I think, you know, Coach Peach does such a great job with the culture, and it kind of rubs off on everybody. You know, it's like, yeah, is there confidence? Absolutely, you have confidence and belief. You can go out there and win on the road. We've done it, you know, at Utah last week, you know, at UCLA. And so, but it's always seemed to be kept in check. This team plays with a lot of humility. I think they just, it's always about that next game. And do they have confidence? Yes, but it's a quiet confidence. It's a big respect for a really good team with a really good quarterback and a solid defense themselves. So, yeah, there's some confidence, but no doubt about it, it's quiet.
Yeah, I'm curious to ask you, we're talking to Damon Heuer, by the way, color analyst for the Washington Huskies. I'm curious to ask you, a number I've seen going into this game that kind of stood out just in not realizing it was, I believe Washington only has like 8 sacks this year through 6 games or somewhere in that ballpark. What goes into that? Is that just not creating enough pressure up front? Are they not blitzing maybe as much and saving some of those packages for later? What have you made of their lack of pressure on the quarterback this season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, God, there's just so many stats and numbers and things we look at today with technology, and obviously the sacks can play a big one. But, you know, this is not a huge blitz team. It really isn't. And I think they would take, you know, quarterback pressures, you know, that are not counted as a sack, but I think we have quite a few of those. But, yeah, we rush 3 or 4 guys. And like I talked about, a quarterback, you know, having to earn it, like, you better be willing to throw that check down, or you better have some guts to fire one into some really tight windows to have some success, because the back end of this defense is so fundamentally sound and so athletic and such great tacklers. And the way they pursue and run to the football is Ben Burkervin and Tevis Bartlett, the linebackers. But, yeah, if there is a criticism, you say, yeah, okay, how come they don't have 15, 20 sacks like, you know, some of these other teams? Teams, you know, they don't hold it. They get the ball out, and they've tried to run the ball. I don't know off the top of my head, but Arizona State, I'm not sure they threw the ball on first or second down versus.
Yeah.
You know, they just think, okay, we're going to run the ball, try to get to a third manageable situation, and let's see if our quarterback can make a play. Because everything is hard-earned against this defense. You know, like I said, giving up 13.7 points a game, which is, you know, third best in the country. And that's really the only number that even kind of matters when you really break down stats on a defense.
Yeah. You know, if we flipped it to Damon, you look at the front seven for Oregon, a lot of people would say that's the bright spot of the defense is the front seven, the defensive line anchored specifically in the middle by Jordan Scott, who's having a pretty good season himself. Do you think the Huskies offensive line, though, however, is going to be able to make some creases and push around that defensive line enough for Myles Gaskin?
Yeah, you know, I think our offensive line was kind of came in as like the strength of our team, you know, in the offseason and whatnot. Obviously, the defense and Jake and Miles, but with Trey Adams and Caleb McGarry, two kind of bookend tackles that were all conference players a year ago, and then Trey's hurt for the season, it really shuffled a lot of guys in a lot of different positions. It moved Nick Harris from left guard to center. It moved the kid backing up Trey last year into left guard. We got a couple of kids, an Oregon kid, Jared Hilbers from Beaverton, starting at left tackle, and then another Oregon kid, redshirt freshman, Jackson Kirkland, starting at right guard. So a lot of young guys, some inexperienced guys, but boy, I tell you, you put the tape on, they have played really well. especially these last 3 or 4 weeks. I think they've really come together, you know, after that Auburn game, and done a nice job, you know, protecting Jake and getting the running game going. I also think Bush Hamden, our offensive coordinator, has done a great job just calling the plays, keeping defenses off balance, you know, taking a lot of shots and being pretty aggressive, which I think we've kind of seen as the latest trend in all of football, whether it was the Eagles in the Super Bowl a year ago or, you know, Kyle Shanahan's offense and our guy down there with the Rams. I mean, being aggressive on offense really keeps the defense on its heels. And with Bush and the young offensive line coming together here, it's been fun to watch. And those guys have really gelled and played hard, starting with our right tackle, Caleb McGarry, and our center, Nick Harris.
Yeah, we're talking with Damon Heward, color analyst for the Washington Huskies, on Twitter, at Damon Heward. Give him a follow as he'll be down in Eugene on Saturday calling the game. And I'm curious to ask you about the Pac-12. I mean, this is a conference coming into the year that it felt like it was Washington and then kind of everybody else maybe grouped together. And I'm wondering if that was the way you viewed it. Does that hold serve? Just what have you made of the conference as a whole so far this season?
Yeah, I think it's about what I expected. Maybe a couple surprises, obviously, in the success of Colorado and maybe the lack thereof at Arizona. You know, I think, you know, the rest of the teams are kind of, you know, they kind of are what they are. Stanford, I thought, you know, yeah, they're going to be good, but they're not the same big bad boys on defense that they had there for that stretch of really good Stanford football. So we knew that Oregon was going to be talented and they had some things rolling with their quarterback and the players back on their defense. So, yeah, I mean, maybe the South, right, with Colorado. Mm-hmm. USC kind of, yeah, they're the freshman quarterback. They're winning some games now. But, yeah, it's just kind of ho-hum. I don't know if there's a lot of surprises other than maybe the top of the leaderboard in the South.
You know, let's get to the rivalry part of this game, though, and the one that a lot of people are eating up on social media. There is a picture that's been circulating all over Twitter now for about a week and a half, and that's the picture of Jake Browning pointing in the defender's face when they were at Autzen 2 years ago when they went up and they beat him 70-21. A lot of people are pointing back to that picture and saying this is the revenge weekend, and you know what this rivalry means. You understand the feel of it. So I'm just kind of curious, you know, using something like that going into a game and kind of just what this rivalry is right now this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome rivalry. There's no doubt about it. And I think, obviously, whether it's on the field or in the recruiting battles, you know, it's huge. You know, it's funny. It's so different, I think, as far as bulletin board material back in the day. I mean, the only outlet might have been a newspaper and a clipping in the locker room. And now it was social media and all these other Instagram, Facebook, Snap. Like, these guys know each other, you know? They get to know each other, you know, their Facebook friends or their Instagram pals. It's like, so, you know, I don't know when someone puts a picture out there if it, like, really, you know, circulates amongst the players. And I can promise you this, they're not going to remember that, you know, when they step across the lines on Saturday. Now, if, you know, Justin Herbert scores on an option route late in the fourth quarter with a big lead, might he point a finger at somebody? Maybe, but he'll probably have to be reminded to do it as he's walking to the sideline or something. You know, I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting. It is what it is.
Do people recognize you when you walk around Autzen getting ready for the game for, obviously, the Kenny Wheaton play?
Yeah, they try to find the statue of me and look at it long and hard, and then they see me walk by. So, yeah, there are a few, I think, that that will make notice of it.
It's a fun rivalry.
No, hell no. I'm so old and gray now. Yeah, I don't look anything like I did when I was 21, so no.
Am I mistaken, too? Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe there is a very talented Heward boy up north that's getting a lot of recruiting love right now, even though he's, a freshman sophomore right now? Is that right?
Yeah, my son Sam's a sophomore. He's a young quarterback up here and doing some good things. He's got a long way to go, but he loves the game and works hard. He's in a good little program, so, you know, we'll see where it goes, but he's got a long way
to go.
Well,
if you're not going to sway him to go UW, I was kind of thinking, since another Husky quarterback's kid's going to go to Oregon and Hugh Millen's kid, I was thinking maybe you could show a little love for my Beavers and send your kid to Oregon State.
Well, I don't know. He would never be a duck. I know that.
Okay. Put that on the record right now. I love that. Let's get a prediction from you, man. We can't wait for this one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Prediction.
We got to end with a prediction. Come on, you got to get all our duck fans riled up. You know, what do you think of your Saturday?
It's just going to be a hard fought game, a close game. I think defense travels. I think the experience we've had on the road, although, mind you, back-to-back road games in this conference are tough, and we've seen that storyline. But I just think our kids are in a good place right now. We're fairly healthy, and it's going to be a close, hard-fought, four-quarter fight that the Dogs win by a touchdown.
Ooh, okay. And most importantly, the wine business treating you well?
Oh, it's treating me great. Yeah, thanks for asking. Having a bunch of fun with that. Certainly the 1,500 cases a year and all of our club members.
Ooh.
And you know, just building the brand, and it's been awesome for sure.
Our bottle must have got lost in the mail then, because I haven't been able to taste that yet.
But I think I misplaced your address.
It had to have been.
You know me, your address. We'll get you a bottle of wine.
Okay, we will. Love it. Working in football and wine, man. It's hard to top that. Damon Heward, color analyst for the Washington Huskies, at Damon Heward on Twitter. Thanks as always, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game Saturday, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
You guys too. Have a great night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.